Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? What?
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
Hello there, I'm Uma Pagan Ampake Pagan, joining me today, Bahe Yusuf. And we're reviewing a short film that was made by Pete Thio and Liu Seng Thot, and it's called Citizen. It was released in conjunction with Merdeka and Malaysia Day, and it features MCA's Liao Tiong Lai, our Minister of Transportation himself, in a role where he plays a politician and a citizen.
Mm.
He plays both characters,
yeah.
And he is essentially arguing with himself,
yes,
about the state of the nation.
Mm.
It is quite an interesting short film, and one I think that is possibly unprecedented in Malaysia. I've never seen anything quite like it, in the sense that it's using a contemporary in-office politician in such a manner.
Just prior to releasing it, Pete Thio had put up a post about commending Datuk Tiong Lai about how brave it was for him to have accepted this job, this gig, this acting role. Because if you watch it, it is quite honest, I think.
I think honest is a good word.
Yeah.
And it's an interesting take because obviously he's arguing with himself, and the role that he plays as citizen is incredibly brutal towards MCA and the government of Malaysia.
Not only that, but quite brutal to the character of the minister,
the politician, right?
Yeah. So it's quite an interesting look because as I was watching it, I'm wondering if he's saying things that he's heard people say to him.
I'm sure he has.
You know, and to be able to be daring enough to do it on camera is quite a feat, I think.
I think kudos to Seng Thot and Pete,
yeah,
for being able to find a politician and convince him to do this. Our otherwise arrogant ivory tower residing politicians.
Yeah.
On both sides of the divide,
on both sides,
right?
Yeah.
And to be unflinching when it comes to reading out a script like this.
Yes.
I think well done to Pete and Seng Thot. I think the messaging of the video is an interesting one because of the way people have reacted to it.
Mm.
In that we live in such a politically divisive time that there is one group of people that will see it as trying to normalize or even find sympathy in the devil.
Mm.
Because they hate the other side,
yes,
so much. And then there's another group of people who may think of it as too little, too late.
But I think there's also a third aspect to it of very cynical Malaysians. You know, anytime a politician comes out and does something like this, and Pete Thio has done this quite a few times in the past, every time these videos come out, there's always that cynical response. Oh, they're just doing this for the votes. Oh, they're now trying to be cool and fun with people. And whereas this, I don't think it has that feel. It has a very honest, pained feel to it.
And I think that's interesting because after watching this, I don't think you leave with the notion that Tiong Lai is trying to be cool.
No, yeah.
He's not trying to be hip and get down with the kids.
No, it's not.
I think it almost feels like, I don't know what's the reason he did it or the reason he said yes, but I'm hoping at the end of this process that it incited some level of self-reflection.
Yeah.
And that's what I think we can all only wish and hope for.
Yeah.
Because watching this, I mean, there's a very interesting dynamic between the two roles that he plays, because of course he was once a citizen himself before becoming a politician. I mean, he's still a citizen, but you know, it's a different role. He was once that guy going to the polling booth, angry about some issue and wanting to make a change.
Yes.
And we're hoping that that was the point of inspiration that urged him to run for public office.
Mm.
And maybe it's reconnecting with that person.
Yeah.
And reconnecting with that citizen that we need all of our politicians to do. Because on both sides of the divide, I find a disconnect once they've achieved that level of power, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know if it'll have that impact. But I thought it a very powerful piece. I didn't even read it as being something that debates the level of patriotism, because a lot of the Chinese community have criticized Tiong Lei as accusing the Chinese of being unpatriotic.
Yeah.
Because the short ends with his wife, the citizen's wife, walking up to him and trying to convince him to hang the flag again for Merdeka.
Yeah.
And he kind of reluctantly does so, right? Mm. I don't see that as being...
I don't see it as reluctance, though. I see it as almost like him... He's
jaded?
Jaded, but also like, it's the kind of, it feels like the kind of, for me, it feels the kind of thing where you want to not do it out of spite. To me, I read it as like, he completely feels for the country and he completely believes in the flag, but it almost feels like he doesn't want to put out the flag because he doesn't want to just seem like everybody else who puts up the flag on the 31st of August.
Yeah.
You know?
And of course, he has a complex relationship with his country.
Yeah.
You know, it's because, I think, because we've had one-party rule for so long.
Well, since forever,
actually,
really.
Forever.
Yeah, not for so long.
Since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
Yes. And because we've had one-party rule, it is very difficult to kind of separate government from the country.
Yes.
And meanwhile, I think it's perfectly possible to love your country and have a complex relationship with your government.
No, I disagree. I think you completely can love your country but hate your government.
Yes.
Because
like
you
all Americans right now.
Like all Americans right now, right? Well, 70%.
70% of them.
Let's be honest. Like, I have a very complex relationship. Like, I love my flag. I love the idea of what we have. I made a video about the Stadium Merdeka, right? I have that very big love for the country, but my relationship with the powers that be that are leading the country are slightly more complex. And I think that's the difference. Like, you are not a traitor if you don't support the powers that be right now.
Well, we've been taught for the longest time that patriotism involves being grateful to the powers that be and being grateful to the government.
Yes.
And so therefore, anything that seemingly questions that level of schoolyard patriotism is considered unpatriotic.
Yeah.
What, you don't want to hang the flag? That means you hate Malaysia.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah, exactly, right?
Right? And you're not standing in a cinema for the national anthem.
Yeah.
You're a traitor.
Yeah.
And that's what happens.
And but why though? Is that thing of what you said earlier was quite right. It's a very schoolyard mentality. You know, if you're not wearing my school badge, you're the enemy. If you take off my school badge, you're now with the enemy. And that's not the case. Anybody who still, I believe, lives here, calls themselves Malaysians, cannot not feel the same way we do, I suspect.
Yeah, I don't think you can be a Malaysian citizen and not have asked yourself these questions at least once.
Yeah.
Because it is your patriotic duty as a citizen to question everything that your government does.
Yeah.
Whether right or wrong, you deserve answers, right?
Yes.
And what's more, I think what's fascinating about this particular piece of movie making is that it doesn't necessarily steep itself in nostalgia. So a lot of the stuff that comes out during Merdeka and Malaysia Day has a tendency to steep itself in nostalgia.
Always about looking back, look at what we've done, look at what other people have done for us, etc.
And this is a deep look at the cynical present.
Yes.
That's what it is. It is actually a disturbingly cynical look at a conversation that a lot of us have had in private spheres with our friends, with our family.
Yeah.
And often, sometimes when we get the opportunity to a politician himself,
in
rare
private,
opportunity.
In private.
In private, right?
In
Never
private.
In public.
Never in public. In
but,
private.
But I think there's another problem in that we don't like it when people humanize our politicians. And for better or for worse, this piece by Pete and Sengthat humanizes Tiong Le in a way we've never seen him.
And I think that's really interesting because to me, on some level, I think Tiong Lai is saying those words as a citizen from his own mouth. It's from his own heart. He has to believe in those things that he's saying. I don't think that he as a politician would run the risk of saying those things if he didn't believe in it. So I think this piece of film really reminds a lot of cynical Malaysians that at some point, like you said, in a distant past, not so distant past, all the politicians were once just citizen, you know, and they became politicians to do something about something.
We hope.
Whether it was for good or for bad, they wanted to do something for something, right? For themselves, for country, for family, secondary. But they wanted to do something for something. And I think this piece of film will remind everybody that, hopefully at least remind everyone that they are just humans too and they are citizens as well.
And that we should hold them accountable.
We should totally hold them accountable.
Yeah, and for that, I think that is the overarching message for me. If you had an opportunity to sit down with someone in power who could affect change, what would you say to them to their face?
Yeah.
Would you throw some sweets at them? Is the question.
Yeah, it's true.
I would.
He had other things to throw.
Ah. Yeah. Go check out Citizen. It's on YouTube. We'll post a link to it on our Facebook page as well. Let us know what you think when you've seen it. I'm on at Umar Pagan.
I'm at Bahewai.
And don't forget to find us on Facebook, facebook.com/@themoviesmy. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes as well. This is At The Movies on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.